Our third speaker is Debbie Waters. Debbie's work in the area of justice, peace building, and conflict transformation includes, impressively, in the restorative justice program in the States, experience which she brought back to Northern Ireland at grassroots level. So we look forward to hearing from Debbie.
It's really good to be here and to have this two-way conversation. Is that too close? Does that sound okay? Back a wee bit? It's okay. All right. I have been tasked today to talk about specifically working class Protestant communities. Some call those communities loyalist communities. Others call them working class unionist communities. And I suppose we wanted today to bring a flavour of what's going on in Northern Ireland into the whole debate around liberties. And I want to start with the question, we're 16 years on from the peace process. Where are we now? And what does liberty and peace process look like in loyalist communities? What I hear on the ground is that, Debbie, things have never been so bad. The balloon is about to go up. Our communities are about to erupt. And I think those of us in this room are totally entitled to ask the question, but we're 16 years into a peace process. How did we get here? One of the lessons that I have learned over the past 2 years, particularly since the Flags protest, colloquially known as the Flags, the Flag protest, is that it's really important that we engage with the perceived losers. So there are many people within Northern Ireland who actually feel as if they have lost out as part of the peace process. And whether I agree with that or whether you agree with that, that's how they feel. And that needs to be taken seriously. And I suppose why I understand it is I grew up in a Protestant working class stroke loyalist community. The three most important times in my year were my birthday, my Christmas, and the 12th of July. And the only time in the year that I got new clothes was for the 12th of July. And it was a fabulous time for us as a family. It was a social time, and it was a really important date in the calendar. And today, as I move throughout my professional life, particularly at the policing board and other places, people snigger behind their hands when they ask me questions about the Flags protesters. People snigger behind their hands when they ask me about the camp at Twaddell. And there almost is a shame around it. And there almost is an overt embarrassment around it. And I have to ask myself the question, why is that? How have we as working class Protestants got to this place? We need to change the conversation. And we need to change the narrative. I want to tell you a story about a young man called Gordon and a young man called Raymond. Both wonderful young men. Both live in North Belfast. Both call themselves loyalists. Both have jobs. Both are family men. And both have now criminal records, first-time offenders, as a result of the Flags protest. Last 12th of July, they were both involved in the Pride of Ardoyne band as it came up to the line, and they were stopped, and the water cannon was turned on them. And both reacted. Young men with no criminal record, young men with full-time jobs, young men who had a sense of hope and a sense of dream for themselves and their family. Gordy got a 3-year suspended sentence and is living back with his family and living in his community and giving something back through restorative processes. Remy, on the other hand, got a 1-year sentence and is now serving 6 months in McGabbery Prison. Both young men are devastated about the choices that they made. Would they do things differently? They probably would, but they don't want to feel ashamed about belonging to a band. They don't want to feel ashamed about living in a working class community and being loyalist. They want to be able to hold their heads up high and bring their children up in a community that they're proud of. But the reality of that community is that it has very little and at times no political leadership. Educational attainment is very low, and the chance of getting a job, not even a meaningful job, but a job of any kind, is very poor. What does liberty mean for young people growing up in socially disadvantaged communities in Northern Ireland that haven't felt the benefit of the peace process, that haven't felt that dividend, that don't know what it's like to feel peace on the ground? Because peace for them isn't only an absence of violence. Peace is about quality of life. And many people in those communities don't feel that. The question for those communities is, how do we make our voice heard in ways that allow us to be heard and in ways that people don't alienate us, don't demonise us, and in ways that we don't demonise ourselves? What is our mutual responsibility to encourage, if not to coerce, our politicians to stand up and take care of the people most in need in Northern Ireland, and particularly in socially disadvantaged communities? What would that strategy look like? And what is our responsibility to help those communities come up with that strategy? Because it's very clear to me, folks, they can't do it on their own. We are where we are because they can't do it on their own. The North Belfast community and other communities, in my opinion, are crying out for help. The peace camp is a cry for help. The flags protest is a cry for help. We need to see it that way. We need to see it differently. Rather than allowing those communities to be demonised and allowing those communities to be alienated, we need to be part of changing the narrative. You will all be very, very aware of Seamus Heaney and his poetry and this verse of one of his poems that says, "History says, don't hope on this side of the grave. But then, once in a lifetime, the longed-for tidal wave of justice can rise up and hope and history rhyme." Many people thought that the signing of the Good Friday Agreement was the longed-for tidal wave of justice in Northern Ireland. For many communities, it wasn't. They're still waiting for that tidal wave of social justice. And our responsibility is not to be ashamed and not to snigger and not to make fun of. Our responsibility is to help them find a place where hope and history rhyme. Thank you.